This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
That's yesterday about how he's not sure about his readiness for week one.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State, but, like, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that, Phil, or are you just trying to bait me into something?
I'm not baiting you into
okay.
anything. He did say he wasn't sure he'd be ready for week one. Is there any doubt in your mind?
I don't know the context in which he said it, but you'd have to help me. I mean, he's been out here almost every day. I'm excited to where he's at, and we'll see when week one comes.
Now, more of the KJ Show with KJ Carson on WEEI.
KJ Show, WEEI, Sunday Delight. Enjoy it all during the week. The Odyssey app is free. Type WEEI. Listeners from the ether, like, the guy does really exist. I'll get into those comments where Mike Vrabel just said, Phil Perry, how dare you ask me something like that? Now, I think it's kind of funny that Mike Vrabel is inferring that Ohio State is some type of great higher education thing in New England. I see what you did there.
I think Phil Perry went to Georgetown, too.
Exactly right. Like, come on, man. Just because a lot of people go there doesn't mean it's exactly the smartest place on earth. I'll get to those comments shortly. 617-779-7937. Let me take Jay's call. I know Jay's been waiting, wanting to talk football. We're talking Patriots. What's on your mind, Jay? Patriots, offensive line, defensive line. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've been zeroing in on the offensive line, the defense, and Drake May. And I've completely forgotten about the coaching staff. And they're doing one hell of a good job. They've got quick, up-tempo offense. I can see that maybe they'll pick up two or three games this year over last year. But as I say, I didn't give them the respect they do. I'm hoping that it's justified. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it, Jay. Yeah, it's amazing what happens when you have, watch this, a legitimate offensive play caller in the building. Like, you almost, like, here's a quick quiz question. Do you remember the name of the offensive coordinator last year? Alex Van Halen? No, but you're close, right? Yeah, the Van Pelt experiment. Sometimes you find out, son, you're just not ready for the job. I'm sorry.
Enough is enough.
That was horrible last year. Then, of course, you had the Patricia and Judge experiment. You just had some stinkers here. Josh McDaniels back. The offense looks functioning and capable. And I think once you have, it really goes to, it's really a statement about leadership, right? It's if you have confidence in what your leader is doing in terms of putting together the offense, the pieces will start to look better because at least they know there's competency in terms of what they're trying to show you, what they want to do. But what I really, really, really like is what I'm seeing out of the run game. Travion Henderson, I mean, what they'll be able to do on that left side with the run game is absolutely fantastic. The run game is going to be, I think it's going to be exceptional. Call me crazy, but I could easily see Stevenson probably having about 1,050 yards. And Henderson probably having somewhere around 875, close to 900. But Henderson's, both of them will have over 1,000 total yards between their receiving, with Henderson and Stevenson in his running. So that's the hope. I think the only thing I just concerned is if Stevenson has better ball control. You saw, I mean, what Henderson did yesterday in that run for the touchdown, you're just like, you know what? That's grown man stuff. That, like, hey, take him out. Take him out. Can you play the Vrabel cut for me again? Because I want to hear Vrabel's tone again to Phil Perry. It's kind of funny. If you play that for me one more time, Brian, you still have that up there across the glass.
It's yesterday about how he's not sure about his readiness for week one.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're smart. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State. But, like, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that, Phil, or are you just trying to bait me into something?
I'm not baiting you into anything. He did say he wasn't sure he'd be ready for week one. Is there any doubt in your mind?
I don't know the context in which he said it, but you'd have to help me. I mean, he's been out here almost every day. I'm excited to where he's at, and we'll see when week one comes.
You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter!
Yeah. The Stephon Diggs symptom happens when you have a lack of talent at a key position, especially on offense, right? The guy's been a star. He gets the big piece of chicken when he comes in the house. That's just kind of how it happens, right? It's different with defense, where defense, everybody covers each other's sins, right? So you can get a big-time defensive lineman like you did in Williams, but still, you still have guys behind you that still have to make sure that the stuff is done. You're not going to, your defensive lineman is not also going to tip balls, you know, 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage, right? Like, they're not going to hit people coming across the middle. So the difference with defense is you can have a defensive star, but they're not going to be a star if the defense isn't, right? But on offense, your sins were the scarlet letter, like what the receiving has been. It's been the letter T for
trash.
What was it? What has the receiving been?
Trash.
Watch this. This is where the Patriots have ranked and who their top receivers were going back 20 years. Hunter Henry last year, the team was 31st in yards. What was that?
Trash.
Pop Douglas the year before, 30th in offense of yards.
Trash.
Jacoby Myers. Wait, when things, this is, how did you feel about the team at the time for the most part?
Trash.
They were 15th. And then the year before, Jacoby Myers again, 27th in yards.
Trash.
Edelman's last year, 15th. The last year that he led in the team in receiving. So if you're Stephon Diggs, you're not coming in here saying, oh man, who's the guy I need to talk to about acquiescing here? Like what are we going to say? Hey man, this is the way we do it here. Like, you haven't done it. On August 17th, today, the most important fact about Stephon Diggs is this. He ain't injured. He's not injured. Can I get an amen?
Yes! Yes!
I mean, geez, what are we doing here? So, Vrabel's frustration in that comment, which, I don't know, like when he says, I don't know where you went to school, because
you're,
if he said,
smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State, but.
Yeah. See, because if he's, let's just say he went to Jackson State instead of like Georgetown. Now it becomes a different story. You're like, I don't know where you go to school. I was like, I went to an HBCU. Now you see, that's why you probably want to stay away from even just those kind of side comments if you're the head coach of the football team.
Did you really believe that, Phil?
Did you really believe that, Phil? I totally get that, you know, like, because I totally don't believe it either. I think that's all a big wash. Do you really believe that Stephon Diggs has to prove himself to make the team? Huh? Yeah, like, come on. Do you remember the people who said, no, I'm not coming to the Patriots? You remember Cooper Kupp chose to play with Sam Darnold? He chose to play with Sam Darnold. Calvin Ridley's girlfriend shut down the opportunity for him to come here. And keep in mind, whatever you think of Calvin Ridley, he did haul in over 1,000 yards of receiving last year with Mason Rudolph and Will Levis. And look, even though DeAndre Hopkins is pretty much near the wash cycle, he would have been better than what was here.
I'll give you two more names, Brandon Ayuk and Chris Godwin. They both stayed at their respective teams, and supposedly the Patriots offered them more money than what they got.
So with Ayuk, you're kind of like, dodged a bullet there, because I don't think, I mean, this is just,
I've lost my mojo.
Brandon Ayuk has done nothing. So can you imagine Brandon Ayuk with those same injuries right now on the Patriots roster eating up all that money? Do you know how the pitchforks would be out for this guy right now? But we want to get on Stephon Diggs because he says, I'm not sure if I'm going to be ready for week one. What Stephon Diggs is probably telling you is, you're not going to see me playing Thursday. He's not going to play in that Giants game. And this is what I've said. And in fact, another thing that I said that I want to say thank you, Will Campbell, for listening to the KJ show a little bit. Remember I said, what do I want to see from Will Campbell? I want to see Will Campbell get into scruffs. I want to see him get into tumbles. Not full-out fights, but I want to see the aggression. I want to see him... If you got to take a penalty for excessive roughing on the... Look, at the time we were just talking about in camp, but he's been getting aggressive on those defensive guys. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's just absolutely beautiful. I love it. Keep being aggressive. But when it comes to these receivers, if you're wondering like with Stephon Diggs, I said, look, what would it serve if this guy pulls a hammy in preseason? Now watch this, and we'll all ride together in the same car shotgun. If Stephon Diggs pulls up injured, and I'm not wishing this on anybody, pulls a hammy and he's out in week one, then I'll be right there with you saying, maybe more calisthenics, maybe some in-game practice, you know? Maybe that would have helped. But for now, if you're going to tell me, hey, we need to see this guy out here, and last year your tight end was your leading receiver, the year before that was your sixth rounder, the year before that and the year before that was the converted quarterback who couldn't – Myers almost could never get a passing touchdown. What, I think he ended up with eight total before he left, and he's had 14 since he's left. So he's like now the number one receiver in Vegas. That's why you're kind of like, hey, if you can't get any of the bigger guys, can you get Jacoby Myers to come back at least? At least we saw some production there. And if you want to go back before the Myers years at Edelman, then Edelman the year before and the offense was fifth in yards. But guess who's, I hate to say, who do you think was here at the time? Gronk, leading receiver the year before that, one. Edelman, four. And when I say the number four, that means where the team ranked offensively in yards. Gronk, six. Gronk, 11. That's the year they won the Super Bowl. That's a Super Bowl win. Edelman, seven. Welker, one. Welker, two. Welker, eight. Welker, three. Welker, Moss. Then we get into Caldwell and the Deion Branch and the Givens eras, where you're almost seeing never are they in double digits. The last one, two, three, four, 5 years, the Patriots' offense has been 15th or worse. And some people kind of like, well, Stephon Diggs did hint that he's not sure if he'd be available week one. Let week one get here!
Oh!
Then determine if this is something that, you know, is a real thing or not. You know, I can't knock if you have a concern about, you know, the injury bug that he's gone through just coming off of, right? Remember, Stephon Diggs didn't play week 18 last year of his last season. He didn't play week 15. He didn't play week 11. I think he was gone by week 7. So if it means, hey, being a bit cautious and then getting on the field, I get that. But at the same time, I do understand. I'm just come playing Switzerland here. I do understand the desire to see what he can do with Drake May, since we haven't seen them be able to do it in some type of, you know, padded scrimmage against another team with full tackling. Hopefully Kyle Williams is okay. I it looked like he might have taken a concussion. Get him away from him and Josh Dobbs. Do not mix. Hey, just don't. We see that now. And I do wonder why we are not seeing Kyle Williams in there in some type of packages in there with Drake May. Right? Because if you could see what this guy, like, he's flashing. However, you know, the flash that's coming at him is the train that's Josh Dobbs. Right? Like, it's ball too high. You saw what happened to him yesterday. Even Drake May had a couple of hard balls. But, you know, Drake May's the guy. I did go back and look at Joe Milton yesterday, and the touch is still not there. I love Joe Milton.
How about that sack he took in the end zone?
Well, I didn't stay around to see that. I did see, you know what? I actually turned to that after that. So, you know, I just really hope that some people understand that there hasn't been even a remnant of a Stephon Diggs walk through those doors in years. Maybe the closest to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Was the half-hearted attempt at getting Mohamed Sanu or Antonio Brown, when Antonio Brown definitely, I don't know if those walls in Chestnut Hill could talk, and I mean the walls in the house could talk. Don't get it twisted. It was beginning of the end for Antonio Brown, right? So Stephon Diggs is probably the biggest name that's walked through the door. He's going to eat the biggest piece of chicken that's on the plate in the receiver's room. You know, if it's about like him going first on 7-on-7s and stuff like that, like, who cares? Do you think his name is not going to be in as the starter week one? You don't think that's going to happen? You know, so we'll talk more Patriots here shortly. I got my buddy Tom Carroll coming in next. We'll talk about his thoughts on the Patriots movement. We got to get into the conversation about Efton Chisholm III as well. And so the Patriots talk continues next here on WEEI, but let's go ahead and trend with Brian Fazoko.
Your- You're listening to The KJ Show with KJ Carson on WEEI.
First down for the Patriots, leading 7-0, 3:50 and counting to go in the first half. Dobbs play action, throws to Chisholm over the middle, he's wide open. Caught at the 40, spins away from Thomas, Javier Thomas at the 30. Third and 9. Dobbs, shotgun, two receivers right, one left. Easty, the tailback to the left. Dobbs, great drop. Chisholm at the 10, shakes a tackle at the 9, gets inside the 5, touchdown New England. All right.
KJ Show, WEEI, thank you for starting your Sunday here. I appreciate all the calls, the texts, for being part of this movement. Let me remind you, the Jimmy Fund campaign kicks off tomorrow morning with the Greg Hill Show. The new text number is 56512. Again, 56512. You'll text KCANCER to 56512 to give any amount. Last year, you raised $3.9 million in 2 days, but because the KJ Show is now here, I request that you be the first in line Monday and Tuesday. I don't know, maybe I should give you like a speakeasy word. Say, KJ is the bee's knees, and then like hang up. I'm kidding. I believe you guys are going to be the closers. You're going to be the ones that open the state. By the time Greg wakes up and says good morning, they'll already be like 500,000 on the tote board. Right? And that'd be because of you and because of being here at the KJ Show. And then you'll close it out and you'll be the reason that the total goes over at least 4.1 million. The Jimmy Fund campaign kicks off tomorrow. The new text number, 56512. 56512. All right, get to your text messages here shortly. Let's go to Steve in Fall River. Thank you so much for calling and talking Patriots. Steve, you're on the air.
Good morning. I can't help but still think that taking Will Campbell at 4 was a gigantic mistake. The reason being you missed a player. Had you traded out, you would have had another impact player up front.
Who?
And when you would have had another impact player in the front of the draft. You
Who?
Have to assume they would have.
Assume?
Well, you would have gotten another pick for trading out of 1 with whoever you traded with. If you could have gotten the worst deal, you would have had another pick in this year's draft. You have to assume that. You're not telling me they're just going to swap one for one. They had to get something. They were going to have another pick in this year's draft, whether it would have been 15, 32, and the second, they would have had another pick.
So who Ben would Brown, you have gotten there in that area? Who? Who?
Oh, with the down pick, I would have taken, if you were going to take a running back that high and you only went down to where Genty was picked, you would have taken Genty instead of taking this kid at 32. And then you could have taken this, you would have had 2 picks, you would assume, before where you took your running, where we took our guy, and you grab your tackle then. The difference in these tackles is not going to be much different from where Campbell went and from where the fifth guy went. How do I know? I'm looking at the guy that the other rookie that's got a starting job at left tackle. And let me give you the other one.
This call is very close to self-destructing.
No. You can get tackles anywhere. Look at the right guard. Did Ben Brown start yesterday at right guard? Mr. KJ, Ben Brown. Undrafted free agent. They picked him up last year. He
is the issue
ball.
The right guard, right tackle, or left tackle?
The issue is the offensive line.
Is the issue the right guard or the left tackle? I've narrowed it down for you.
The issue is the left tackle, and you can get left tackle.
Goodbye, Steve. Thank you for playing. I told him it was going to self-destruct. All right, we're a couple seconds away from... from Tom Carroll. In fact, let's go ahead and bring Tom Carroll in now. Tom, thank you so much. It's always having you here, Tommy Freeze Pops. I you know, it's funny because when we assume, as Benny Hill famously said, you make an ass out of you and me. And that's just what happened. But who has not been a sumptuous has been Efton Chisholm III. So if you remember a few weeks ago, maybe about 3-4 weeks ago, we played like draft, like trade, keep, cut. Remember we did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. That was us, right? And the kind of thing, and I was like, you know, look, no, you keep Chisholm because even if he goes to practice squad, you can have an idea of what you want to do with him. Maybe he's a special teams guy Do you believe he made the team yesterday with his performance?
Absolutely. And not to go negative to bring us a positive, but the fact that Kyle Williams went down with an apparent head injury, and I don't want to speculate that he has a concussion, but it sure looked like the type of hit that a guy is going to have to sit out for some time with. That gives you even more sort of confidence that a guy like Chisholm, given the way he has played through two preseason games and how he has come on of late in these joint practices as well, is going to be on this team. I mean, he flashed in the spring, and we talked about it a few weeks ago where he sort of was fading into that second team throughout camp, but he's played his way into being a guy that's going to be in that group of six that makes the team. And I thought it was interesting on the TV broadcast yesterday, one of the McCourty brothers, I can't tell the difference.
You don't know how to tell the difference between the two? It's very easy.
Well, when they're talking and I can't see them, definitely not.
I won't say it over the air how I know, but it's nothing dirty.
Okay, all right.
It's nothing
dirty. All right, well, I'm gonna have to get that secret from you. But
yeah.
One of them said that he thinks there's a chance seven receivers make this roster. So if seven guys are going to make this team, Efton Chisholm is definitely going to be one of them.
Or what happens to the fate of Jalen Polk, right? Because, again, we figure, like, this guy made his way to the injured list, and therefore if he makes his way to the injured list, he would then make the team carried on the list. But now you feel like, well, wait, Kyle Williams is probably going to be on that injured list. And, again, we'll still have to see that 3 weeks is still quite a bit of time. Williams could be in a situation where he does recover and he's on the active roster. But let's just say that's another person you have to put on the inactive roster. Do you now consider saying we're releasing Jalen Polk?
Yeah, I think it is the case. Yeah, yeah, I'm kind of done with Polk, and I don't think he has shown you enough in camp to warrant a spot, given what they've seen from the rest of the receivers that they have to pick from here. And look, he came into a really bad situation last year. He had a really nice camp and then just completely disappeared during the regular season. It had one of the worst rookie campaigns I think we've seen from a guy drafted that high here in New England.
Two catches last year or something like that? Didn't he have two catches going into last week?
No, I think it was 10 all of last year, and he had two of those 10 were touchdowns.
Okay.
But it was a really bad year.
It was a low number.
And it was not good. So I personally think that you've seen enough from Polk and that you can say goodbye there, because he just hasn't shown you enough in his limited time at camp. And so, like, I know Vrabel said guys are supposed to come in with a clean slate here, and maybe he did, but he's just a victim of circumstance at this point. If he can't be on the field, he can't prove himself, you know?
Yeah, I think, and this has become the history of the Patriots, right, is there's going to be a guy that comes in that's going to outwork a lot of guys and make the team at the expense of a person who has maybe a sizable resume or a noticeable resume, or even just as simple as, oh, yeah, I remember seeing them in a bowl game or something, you know what I mean? So someone like Chisholm, where you're like, you know, like, hey, I had to watch his games on VHS. You know, that's like, that's how, like, you know, like, remote those games are, versus the guy who was like, oh, yeah, well, I had like three receptions for 70 yards, you know, in the Rose Bowl. We lost, but I was in the Rose Bowl. So I think that's what's really good that the Patriots are holding on to, is that everything isn't a brand name. There's always room for someone to earn a spot on the team. Now, I know we're talking as the most forward-leaning statement, like, we're all assuming that Chisholm has made the team, but we've also seen in the history of this team, guys like him make the team who perform. Now we're just starting to see, I don't know, maybe it's the curse of, maybe the receiver room is like the Chappaquiddick for the Patriots. Okay, I did not go there. But my point being is like, you know, the Patriots just can't seem to get that first round, second round guy to pop, right? Literally, once you go, you're going to, what, even Diggs, what, wasn't Diggs a fourth rounder when he was drafted? Right? So,
yeah.
So you're talking about your star receiver, who hasn't played yet, we'll get to those comments in a second, is a fourth rounder. Your two is a sixth rounder. Your possible third guy is a sixth rounder. And now you're talking about a guy who's about to usurp a couple of a second rounder, a fourth rounder, is a guy who's pretty much came with the balls as the team was being delivered its equipment. So that's what's really good because it fits the Vrabel narrative. Now, I do want to get to the Vrabel narrative. If you heard, I played the exchange between himself and Phil Perry. I thought it was a little bit low ball hitting when he asked about, like, I know you didn't go to Ohio. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State. I'm thinking, probably not the best example to use. Like, have you seen Maurice Claret's grades? I'm just saying. Shots fired. But this issue with Stephon Diggs, is it a big deal or no big deal about Stephon Diggs saying doesn't know if he's going to play week one?
So if we're going to go big deal, little deal, no deal, I say little deal because – we haven't really seen him a ton this camp. Like, yes, he's out there every day, but it's not like he's putting up huge camp numbers, and I'm not a huge camp stats guy, but like it doesn't seem like he's getting a lot of the balls from Drake during 11-on-11s. It just doesn't feel like he's getting as many reps as some of these other guys in these sort of high leverage drills. So yeah. I'm gonna go little deal because again he's an older player as far as NFL standards go and he's coming off the injury so it makes sense that they'd be managing him and Vrabel has made a point to talk about being a guy that's gonna be nuanced when it comes to managing different players different ways. We've seen him manage Carlton Davis different ways than we've seen him manage Morgan Moses than we've seen him manage X, Y, and Z throughout camp. Right. Different guys have different plans. So that's why I go little deal because I would love for Diggs to get more reps with Drake May in high leverage situations before week one. But my guess is that you're not going to see a ton of Drake May, if any, in this third preseason game. And I certainly don't think you see Stephon Diggs either. So it's going to be kind of like starting from scratch week one there against the Raiders. So we'll see. I go little deal.
So here's why I would think it's more on the no deal is maybe there's an established belief that Diggs to start the season for Drake May is going to be, hey, if everything else isn't there, you know I'm there. So maybe you don't get Drake May super dependent on Stephon Diggs once the season starts, right? Like almost like if you see where him and Diggs want to connect extensively in preseason, then that's even – you're already going to prepare priority one, Stephon Diggs, as a defense, especially your secondary. So you're going to want to see what they're going to do. But if you don't have any tape of what they're doing, at least there is an element of surprise when you go out there and you would say, hey, if this guy's gotten his had his greatest success with Josh Allen, all that was really – a lot of that was improv, right? So if Drake May needs to reach Stephon Diggs in an improv moment, Stephon Diggs knows how to get there. Maybe this is why a Mac Hollins makes a whole lot of sense because Mac Hollins also knows what that looks like from Josh Allen to Steph Diggs, right? So maybe it's no deal because it gives you no film and you're not able to prepare on base on what you want to see what Drake May does, right? Like you still have to figure out, like, maybe that's why you're not seeing Kyle Williams. Because is it weird that you're not seeing Kyle Williams hadn't been paired out there with Drake May?
Yeah, so I heard you say that a couple segments ago, and I am kind of with you on that. I am kind of curious as to why we haven't seen as much Kyle Williams with Drake May. With that said, I think that tells you sort of where the Patriots see him in the pecking order right now. I think it speaks more to guys like Mac Hollins and Kayshon Boutte being guys that are going to be much more important to this offense this season. And I guess it means that Stephon Diggs, that they feel good penciling him in as that wide receiver one come week one, because ultimately you only have so many snaps. You only have so many guys you can throw the ball to in every game. And if it's going to be Diggs, Mac Hollins and Boutte getting the lion's share of those snaps at receiver, then so be it. And obviously you have Pop Douglas in the mix there as well, who's going to be a really important slot guy. So I'm just, you got to kind of divvy up the reps as as well as you can, and there's only so many plays. So, but I'm with you. I thought that Kyle Williams and Drake May would see some action together this preseason, but we haven't seen a ton of that, if any, of late. So it's and now we're not going to see probably a lot of it for a few weeks here. Again, I don't want to speculate, but that hit didn't look good, and Josh Dobbs continues to be a liability at quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard KJ Domus earlier in the show, where KJ Domus was in full regalia. I mean, had the sunglasses, the KJ Domus dome hat with the Duncan hat on the top. Like, one of the things was, like, do they look at one of these quarterbacks on the waiver wire potentially to bring in? Do you believe?
I don't think they'll go to a three quarterback. No, I don't. I just don't think they're going to do that. I think they've invested, you know, this entire offseason into Dobbs, and he's had this preseason, and I'm sure that there's things on tape that they like, and I know he's good in the room and yada yada. I just personally think that Patriot fans are not going to be happy if that guy has to play a lot of football. And look, if you've watched the preseason games, you know he's missing throws. He put Kyle Williams in a really bad spot.
He put Kyle Williams out of the game. Let's just call it what it is. He put him out of the game with that ball.
Yeah, right. And Kyle Williams made the catch, but he was – if Dobbs puts that ball in his breadbasket, Kyle Williams has the wherewithal to just get down and then they keep that drive moving. But he had to get up and get that ball, and he was completely defenseless. So that's something that Dobbs needs to reckon with and really figure out.
Maybe those balls come down a little
play
bit
this year.
Maybe those balls don't sail as much if he's playing below sea level. Maybe he's in New Orleans or something like that. You need some gravity on those, son. All right, before we let you go, Freeze Pops, it's been blazing hot. This has been a summer that's just been absolutely horrible. And since you're Freeze Pops, the typical Freeze Pop distribution in a box, what are the best hydrating flavors for the heat?
Okay. I would say orange and like anything that's super citrusy is going to be the ones that I find the most hydrating.
Okay.
Like if you could get like a pineapple flavor in the mix, I think that's good.
Basic box.
Have you seen
the tariffs going on? The basic cherry, strawberry, grape, orange, lemon, lime, blue raspberry. Maybe we'll throw in a watermelon flavor if you got a special box at a particular store.
I don't know. I think that the standard Freeze Pops box has like 12 flavors. No, I mean there's a million colors in that roll:
cherry, strawberry, grape, orange, lemon, lime, blue raspberry, watermelon. No, it's like eight of them, and it's just folded over several times.
If you're gonna give me those, I'll give you watermelon as something that's pretty hydrating as well. So those would be my answers. We'll go orange and we'll go watermelon.
I have orange, lime, and blue raspberry. So we're on the same page, Freeze Pops. And I'm not gonna call you out for double booking yourself. Frizzuco, this guy double booked himself on because he's gonna be on with John. What are we doing here? You're double booking.
Listen, man, I need the reps. Look, I need the reps.
Do you think you could be on Fallon and Kimmel in the same night? Do you think they would allow that?
If they'd have me, I'd do it.
So since you're double dipping in appearances, I expect you to double dip as part of the KJ show tomorrow when the Jimmy Fund kicks off, donating to K-Cancer 56512 is the text. Since you're double dipping today, you're going to double dip tomorrow?
Absolutely, man. I think the Jimmy Fund is the best thing that any Boston media property does in the given calendar year. And the fact that they raised $3.9 million last year is amazing. I remember when I was at EEI about a decade ago and everyone was pumped when it went over $1 million. So for it to grow that much in 10 years is spectacular. Cancer is something that has affected my family in a big way, and I just love it. It's the best day of the year, best 2 days of the year.
Yeah, thank you. I almost had the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Clock tick on you there, but then you personalized it. Authenticity is very key here on the KJ Show. Enjoy your time with Lions later on, and have a great Sunday. Thank you, as always. We'll talk again here soon.
All right, KJ, see ya.
Oh, yeah, it's always great having Tom Carroll on. Brian, he's doing great things. From what I understand, he's turned our website and socials into OnlyFans. I mean, from what I understand, like that right there is just absolutely great work there. And but he does great work here at the station.
All right, does a great job.
Does a great job, even getting up early on a Sunday morning to help make the KJ Show one of the best shows in America. So good, you only get 2 hours of it a week. All right, next, we wrap things up and we play How High. Next on WEEI.
The dynasty continues.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
WEEI. WEEI. New England
Sports Original.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original. WEEI.
I shot the sheriff.
Uh-huh. I know those deputies were real kids on the bike yesterday. KJ Show, WEEI, the most exclusive show in America. You realize, it's a mystery to some. Where or what the hell does this guy do when it's not Sunday? Like, where else is he? To be determined. Remember, the Jimmy Fund campaign kicks off tomorrow morning. Greg Hill Show. There is a new text number, 56512. You'll text K Cancer, as you've done before, to 56512 to give any amount. Last year, you raised $3.9 million in 2 days, over 2 days. So, because I love you so much and you you put up with this show. I mean, it's a cohabitating, tolerating situation. I'm totally kidding. I know that you guys will be the first in line Monday and Tuesday. This is just a way kind of showing the solidarity of once a week. This way you rate Monday, Tuesday, be the first ones to donate before even Greg opens his mouth. Hell, before Wiggy opens his mouth. That right there, my God. Yeah.
Yes!
But seriously, before they even open their mouths, money's on the tote board. And then be the closers to get it to over 4.1 million. If it isn't at 4.1 million, you, the KJ Show lover, listener, family member, will put them over the top, and it'll be our secret. Our secret. You heard that? It'll be our secret. Okay, I think they get the point, right, by me whispering, even though you can't really whisper over a microphone. That's an oxymoronic thing. Whispering into a microphone, parking in a driveway, you know, things that don't really make sense, but make sense. 617-779-7937. Let's get to your text before we get into how high.
This is an 857 texter that actually has an issue with you, KJ.
No, really?
857 text. So you knew about these nuclear radioactive mother effing wasps being loose for over a month and didn't tell us. Thanks.
The apocalypse is coming. You know, I've seen all these different things. I remember when the killer bees were coming out. I hate when people say, I wasn't born. You're just like, yeah, you know that sex happened the year before you were born, right? Like, come on. But at one time, this is worse than the fear that emanated about the killer bees. A wasp nest that's found to be highly radioactive and you can't find the bees? Like, yeah, we killed the nest, but there were no bees in there. Yeah, they're on a damn mission. So I'm sorry. I totally understand. You know, some things have happened. You know, Travion Henderson ran a... KJ, you could save the world. But yeah, but Travion Henderson ran the opening kickoff last week. I didn't have time to get to the radioactive nuclear wasps. Next.
If this spreads, I'm blaming you, by the way. 781 text, how can anybody say that Stefon Diggs is a problem when he hasn't played a game, skipped camps, or refused to practice? Make it make sense, KJ.
Yeah, like you can't say anything bad about the guy until it's bad in the real games or if it's good, right? Like all these other guys, when we talk about Efton Chisholm III, like no, you have to prove it when nobody has pads on. Like you have to prove it in shorts. You have to prove it in workouts. You have to prove it in scrimmages. You have to prove it in preseason games. And then in those preseason games, they still have to make that's not Stefon Diggs' path. You know the guy is on the team. You know, the question will be, as the season starts, what do you get? And then the next question after that is, how long are you getting it for? So that's going to really be when you really have to have anything to say about Stefon Diggs. Hell, you couldn't even prove what was in the pink bag. So at least we've moved on from that. All right, a couple more and then we'll get into how high.
All right, this is from a 508 text saying, as much as it pains me to say this, Mac Jones would be the perfect backup for this team. McDaniels made it work with him in 2021 with a roster that was worse than this one.
And you're not completely wrong because you're like, okay, in a game of like QB backup survivor, would you rather have Mac Jones as the backup or would you rather have Stefon Diggs as the backup? Josh Dobbs is the backup. Yeah, the answer is Mac Jones. But guess what? Didn't the current number 10 did not want the other backup around? So you think having Mac Jones here is the backup? Can you imagine saying, oh my gosh, Drake May is going down and in the game. Mac Jones, no! Yeah, I can't necessarily disagree with that. All right, one more, then we'll get to how high, and then John Lyon's coming up at 10 o'clock.
508 text asking, are you the KJ that used to play throwbacks like Stevie B and Keith Sweat a few years ago?
Wow, yeah, that's me, yeah. Number one for throwbacks, it's the WEEI 93.7. KJ here, coming up. We got a chance for you to hang out in Fall River to see Stevie B. That is me. Yeah, I used to do throwbacks and R&B, Keith Sweat, all that stuff. So, like, you want to talk about like a fall from grace 30 from 30? He once did mornings playing Stevie B. and then he ended up on Sundays. Purgatory hell. Yes, that's me. And so, yeah, thanks for following along. Sometimes people don't necessarily associate people who come from the music side and then move to the sports thing. It's just kind of like I was kind of faking climaxes in on the music side sometimes. You know, like, I'm really excited to play the Cover Girls next. Are you kidding? No, let's talk some damn football or baseball or get in some. This is truly who I am. And that's why it is now time for.
Yeah. Right? Right? Take the test, huh? Get high score.
You want high session, man?
How are the highs, man?
That's what I'm saying, yo.
All right. Brian's got the stash, and we'll determine how high I am on him. Let's go.
All right, let's start with one of the topics we've been talking about today in relation to that last text. How about Josh Dobbs as the Pats' starting QB for just one game this season?
Are you kidding? Oh, God. What is this, mixed with a skunk and an opossum? Look, I know we're talking about the backup, but the current starting quarterback did get knocked out of a couple of games last year. This team is literally on a cusp that one or two games could determine whether a wild card team or drafting in the purgatories of the 15s. And I think this team is where it needs to be a wild card team. Oh my gosh. Bad for the chest there, Josh Dobbs, and for the receivers. Next.
One of the talks of the Patriots training camp and preseason so far has been their rookie wide receiver. Are you high or not on Efton Chisholm?
I'm very high. Here's why, because you always like to see the good DNA from the past, even if it goes back to what you talk about with Brady being a sixth rounder. I don't need to repeat the story, though he does look like he moves yayo in these collared shirts. He's like, what are you doing, bro? But yes, there's always been that guy on this team that has outperformed their history. So I'm very high on Efton Chisholm III. Be patient with the guy. Develop him. I don't even want to say he could be the next Edelman or anything. Let's introduce the first Chisholm. Like, Chisholm, like maybe kids will start naming their kids, people start naming the kids Chisholm over, maybe F to be better. Next.
From one Chisholm to another, how about Celtics new owner, Bill Chisholm?
Oh, a little high. Because someone did come in and pay the price, but a bit sad because it does look like the slow phasing out of Wick Rossback, who was just cheerleader number one for the franchise, and maybe part of the, it's crazy with all that's going on between the Red Sox and the Patriots playing yesterday. I really didn't get a chance to get to this, but maybe you're really looking at a situation where Wick wouldn't want to break up the team and stay over in this luxury tax and continue. And Bill's like, I just paid $6 billion. Cut. So it'd be an interesting season on the court for sure, but it'll also be the stamp of what Chisholm's doing moving forward. All right. Couple more and then we got to get out of here.
Let's stick with basketball. How about the Celtics roster now that Jason Tatum is likely to miss the full season?
Oh, God. I know you can't continue to pull miracles, but you're asking Jaylen Brown to do a whole lot. And am I supposed to get excited about Peyton Pritchard coming in to be a starter when, I mean, you're a little too short for defense. I'm not like, it's just something in my soul doesn't feel good about seeing a 6th or 7th seed Celtics team. All right, one more.
He could be the 4th starter, he could be the 5th starter, or he could be out of the rotation. How about Walker Buehler?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to take a chance on him and be very high on Walker Buehler. I know I'm taking a chance. I know there's, look, some of the seeds he's left in the 4th inning that he's given up, they've been absolutely bad. But yeah, because as you get to the playoffs, you're going to need a combination of Giolito and Buehler to shore up what you have at 1-2. So again, I'm a little high on Walker Buehler. All right. That was fun. It's a good thing. Good thing there's a drug test. I'm kidding. But yeah, remember, K Cancer, there's a new number for the Jimmy Fund tomorrow to text. 565-12. I just lost someone who was just one of the coolest people in the world to cancer 2 days ago. This stuff is no joke. My child's mother passed away from it in 2020. I've also got a good friend who's successfully just come out of surgery for cancer. This stuff is everywhere. So KJ Show family, be the first to get that money on the board and then be the last to get this over 4.1 million. Have a great Sunday. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.